says a lot about your athleticism, obviously, for an NFL team to draft you. But how do you compensate for the lack of height when you're going up against these guys 6'3", 6'4"?
I like it. I mean, they think they're going to win off the back. So I get up there, and I'm going to give them it all, you know. I'm play smart, of course. Depending on watching film and what that receiver does, I'm going to use it against them. So I always attack the ball. I'm tough, competitive, so. If you're bigger than me, I don't really care.
Does that whole idea of size is not a skill, does that kind of put a chip on your shoulder when you come out here to play?
Definitely a dog. You got to have that dog mentality. And I always got it. So.
You've been hearing that your whole life?
All
that,
my life.
Too small?
All my life. I like it. Keep it coming.
What's it been like since the draft? What have you done?
I've been working out with my college coaches back at home. In Pittsburgh. So they just been training me, getting me ready to come out here. They said it's going to be up-tempo, and it is. So. Just a different, a little bit different in there. Back at home, you just running on the treadmill. Here, you running around directions. So, pretty fun. It got me good, but I still got to get into shape a little bit more.
Given everything during the draft, pre-draft, all that, is it good to be back on the field?
Yeah, I love it. So it's fun. When I come out here, it makes my day. That's what I can say. Make my day.
Have you talked to any of the veterans here since the draft about what to expect and kind of the culture and? You know, what's expected of you?
No, I haven't. But whenever I get the chance to talk to her or see him, I definitely will speak, see how it is, see how I go.
Kind of piggybacking off
Coach
that.
Coach Unlin today. How has that been? Because I know he's known as a very intense
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, that's fun. He's a very intense. He always yelling and screaming, but not in a bad way, in a good way to get you going, you know? So that's a good thing. You always got to have some energy. Energy brings... It flows, you know. When some one person got energy, it just flows through the group, and everybody will keep having energy, so that's a good thing.
It's only been one day, but has Doug or anyone told you anything that you're like, I have to get working on, I have to fix, I have to be better at?
No, not really. Like I said, I just came out here, and they want to see where you at. And, I mean, I feel like I can compete. As long as they see if you compete and play and learn fast, the faster you learn, the faster you can get on the field, what I think, so. You just got to learn technique, learn the playbook, learn your teammates, and learn the system. So you'll be good then.